The book of 2 Samuel, chapter 9. And David said, Is there yet any who is left of the house of Saul, that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake? And there was of the house of Saul a slave whose name was Ziba, and they called him to David. And the king said to him, Are you Ziba? And he said, Your slave is he. And the king said, Is there not yet any of the house of Saul, that I may show the kindness of God to him? And Ziba said to the king, Jonathan has yet a son who is lame of his feet. And the king said to him, Where is he? And Ziba said to the king, Look, he is in the house of Machir the son of Ammiel in Lodabar. Then King David sent and fetched him out of the house of Machir the son of Ammiel from Lodabar. And Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, came to David and fell on his face and did obeisance. And David said, Mephibosheth. And he answered, Look, your slave. And David said to him, Don't be afraid, for I will surely show you kindness for Jonathan your father's sake, and will restore you all the land of Saul your father, and you will eat bread at my table continually. And he did obeisance and said, What is your slave, that you should look at such a dead dog as I am? Then the king called to Ziba, Saul's attendant, and said to him, All that pertained to Saul and to all his house I have given to your master's son, and you will till the land for him, you and your sons and your slaves, and you will bring in the fruits that your master's house may have bread to eat. But Mephibosheth, your master's son, will always eat bread at my table. Now Ziba had 15 sons and 20 slaves. Then Ziba said to the king, According to all that my lord the king commands his slave, so will your slave do. As for Mephibosheth, the king said, He will eat at my table as one of the king's sons. And Mephibosheth had a young son, whose name was Micah. And all who dwelt in the house of Ziba were slaves to Mephibosheth. So Mephibosheth dwelt in Jerusalem, for he ate continually at the king's table. And he was lame in both his feet.